Abeloth was very attractive and most appealing. All present, even the throngs of observers crowding the capital city, knew that she was able to shift her shape. It was a fascinating ability, and Abeloth obviously enjoyed giving demonstrations of it. There were three appearances she seemed to prefer, two human and one Kashiri. All were female, though Vol was well aware that she could also impersonate a male. She cycled through them as the need arose, judging her audience well. Pretty but natural-featured girl with brown hair, cultured and lovely fair-haired woman, and a Kashiri who took even Lord Vol's breath away, aged as he was, and aware, thanks to the reports of her true appearance. Night fell while the parade slowly moved through Tav. The artificial lights that normally kept the city illuminated had been ordered to stay off so that the thousands of fire globes might sparkle all the brighter. As the parade reached its termination point, it had taken a serpentine path from the north side of Tav to the south. The participants emerged to find a bevy of small floating discs. Each disc would safely lift two or three dozen beings high into the air, and each had a small staff of two or three Sith sabers controlling it. Vol force leapt a not insignificant distance from the hover sleigh to the disc, then turned to Abeloth.
"Come join me," he said, "for the finale of the parade, and then our masquerade."
Abeloth smiled prettily, then floated. She did not even need to leap to stand beside him. As she drifted through the air, her features changed. The hair grew dark, coarser, and curlier, and her face broadened slightly. Only her eyes seemed the same, gray and unfathomable. He smiled at her, acknowledging her shape-shifting with a nod, and spreading his arms, lifted the dais upward. Tav was now laid out before them, the fire globes outlining every one of its streets and adorning the tops of the walls that encircled the city. It was a view that might inspire awe in even the most jaded, Vol thought. He felt a quick stab of pride in his homeworld and his people, both the Lost Tribe and the purity of its line, and those Kashiri who had earned their places as powerful Sith. This woman beside him, if woman she could even be indeed called, was a tool to help them to greater glory. And the instant she outlived her usefulness, well, then she would have outlived everything. A sudden sparkle of light shattered his reverie as the fireworks display began. Abeloth watched, strangely enraptured, clapping her hands like a little girl as the pyrotechnics, all directed by the Force to form pleasing shapes and designs, exploded all around her. Vol found it a peculiarly disturbing image.